This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Big D, extending the warmest of kingdom greetings on this thankful Thursday. Honored every one of you on the call. Been a while since I've done the greeting, so it's good to hear your voices shouting in, celebrating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because again, this call is all about Jesus. I am honored because a little over, almost a year ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself hooked our hearts and our minds and our visions together and began this call, the Master's Call. And when the Lord dropped that name in Dr. P.K.'s spirit, we made a covenant vow to always keep this call about Jesus and Jesus alone. So thank you for being a part of what God has been doing faithfully Monday through Friday since we began this assignment, the mission statement that the Lord formulated in our heart. It's to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So I am just thrilled when I hear the calls coming in from coast to coast, north to south, east and west, how you are coming on one place, one mind, one accord to have your spirits enriched. And we're enhanced by the inherent word of God. And because it is full of God's power, we go out fortified to do a work for the kingdom, to be his kingdom builders and his ministers in the marketplace. And the scriptural foundation that the Lord gave us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that each and every morning, as the word of God tells us, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we are that Jehovah Tiskanu in right relationship with our Lord and Savior, and in the right place at the right time, just giving him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We do have a website that we invite you to visit where we have an archive of all the different messages of the calls since our pilgrimage together, and our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to be our missionary, our mouthpiece, and proclaim the mission that there's a place where you can go and click on different messages that have your heart revived, refreshed, restored, and for many of us, just get that clear rhema word from the Lord. So let others know that we're here, and 24/7 they can go to this website and be blessed. One of the main primary assignments that the Lord stirred in our hearts as Dr. PK and I accepted the challenge to be pillars in prayer was to request your needs and heart's desires to be sent to us for prayer, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And God directed us to develop a prayer team, and we're honored that our minister Amber took the charge to be our prayer general, and we've assembled an awesome group of prayer warriors that always, each and every call, we're always inviting others who have a heart to pray, who want to plant the seeds of prayer and intercession that bursts in the earth realm, the desires that God has for us, destroys the yokes and the prayers of the righteous, aimed, hurled to heaven with the pause of faith, the prayer that hits the mark. And we encourage you to be part of our prayer team and to send your prayer request to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And every Friday we take prayer requests at the end of the call. We have a time of testimonies because we have passed some tests and having a great testimony. You don't have a message unless sometimes we walk through some mess. So we love on Fridays at the end of the call We love to take your praise reports and then take your prayer requests, and you can always email your prayer requests to us and the praise reports and just the shout-outs to let us know. Some of you all have some confidential prayer requests that you prefer to email to us. Feel free to send them, and we will, with the discretion of God, always cover them and bombard heaven, knowing that our Lord hears and answers prayer. So again, we welcome you on this thankful Thursday to the call today, and we're going to now remind you of why we were yoked together, and that was through Artists International. Many of us are part of this Christian family-owned company, and I said Alejandro yesterday, but it was Anthony. Antonio, the other son, who was with us here in Dallas, had an awesome time last night, and we're excited that this family gets out in the trenches and is walking with us. I understand we had some great meetings where our godmother, Dorothy Cook, was out in Los Angeles, and other Platinums have been traveling nationally and internationally, and our hearts are focused on great health along with producing generational wealth. And we have the best products, and we want to be products of the products, but Dr. PK and I accepted the challenge that this thing has to be saturated in prayer. So we're excited that that's what knitted our hearts and birthed this call. And if you're an Artists International distributor, we encourage you to go to your back office and read and avail yourself to the many announcements, the new products that are rolling out, and to find out where they're going to be on this I Am Artist Tour. They are truly traveling everywhere. We want to cover them in prayer, our family, our leadership team, our Platinums, and others who are just doing what they do to get the word out that this is an awesome company. Before the call, Arushi mentioned that they're headed to Indiana to do some meetings there, and we just want to cover them in prayer because I tell you, when you got something good, you want to share it with others. And those on this line who are not a part of Artists International, we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and find out why we're sold out to artists and why we just know that this is a God-ordained tool that he's using for us to be his ministers in the marketplace. So we're going to now open the call with prayer. We have one of our very own today who's going to be bringing the message. So we're going to go out to Chicago and ask Minister Willa, will she please open us up with a prayer so we can get our speaker up in just a few minutes. Minister Willa, the floor is yours.
All right, Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm 98 says, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has been revealed in the sight of the nations. So, Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for your marvelous works, for you alone are God. Father, we thank and praise you that you told us heaven and earth shall pass away, but your name remains the same. So there's power in your name. There's joy. There's deliverance. There's peace in your name. There's healing. There's prosperity. You are the God of more than enough. We're not just talking about financially. There is love in your name. There's hope. There's righteousness. So we praise your holy name this morning. Father, you told us if we don't praise your name, the rocks will cry out, and we don't want any rocks crying out in your name. So we give you hallelujah as the highest praise. Father, we thank and praise you. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins and help us to be like you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. We thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, who are the founders of this call. The reason why we are here this morning, oh God, is because of the founders, Papa Diaz de Leon, oh Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, you touched their hearts to mend the two together, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you for the Hendersons who served in this ministry and are now on sabbatical, that you continue to bless them with all things good, all things that you have for them. Father, we thank and praise you for every person on this call, for the speaker, O Lord, that you give her a rhema word, O God, that we need to hear, that it's a fresh anointing that has fallen upon her in Jesus' name. We command the airways to line up with the name of Jesus, that there is clarity, no confusion, there is order, there is peace, there is deliverance through the call, through the airwaves, O Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, that the transmission is clear, that you've done a holy, clean sweep through the airways, that we might hear what thus says the Lord this morning, and we give you praise in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much, Minister Willem, for that strategic prayer, activating the atmosphere so the word of God can go forth freely. We sincerely appreciate you. Well, our speaker, you hear her on the call all the time. She's a little fireball, truly an evangelist heart. Gets up early in the morning, truly is an early riser all the way on the West Coast, who has a heart and a love for God and has been with us since the very beginning. Honored to actually put a face with the name when I got to meet her when we were all together in Las Vegas earlier this year. But our speaker, evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale, talks nothing but about her blessing her 13-year-old son, Kalon, who is a golfer, a basketball player who keeps her busy. She loves to sing praises unto the Lord and to glorify his name. Truly has a heart of hospitality and loves God's people. So I'm honored to introduce to some and present to others. She gave us an awesome word last time, and I still talk about it. Always say a prayer as soon as possible. So we're looking forward to eating more meat of the word. Evangelist Tiffany, the floor is yours. You're unmuted. All you got to do is, I don't know if she muted herself. Evangelist, are you there?
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Now we can, loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome greeting to each of you, the Master's Call listeners, my family. I thank God for each of you, and I thank God for this opportunity, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, I am up early, and I am rejoicing, and I am glad, because, see, I didn't have to be up this morning, but I thank God that it was in his will that we would all meet together on this day. So as I come to you this morning, I pray that you would allow God to speak through me and that you would hear him, because truly right now we are in a season of new blessings. We're in a season of transition. We're in a season of new opportunities, a season of exposure, revelation, and confirmation. See, so we don't want to miss the season that we're in. We're only like about 100 days out from 2012. See, 100 days means that is not a lot of time. And if God allows each one of us to live these next 100 days and see a new year, we want to make sure that we have aligned ourselves and taken advantage of this new opportunity that God has given us. For truly, God is calling for us, his children, to move forward. In this time, we can't move back. But we need to get our priorities in the correct order. So I am going to come, and if you have your Bibles right now, if you would just turn with me right now to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And you hear me say this scripture on the phone a lot, but it just stays in my heart, in my mind, to say, now it's the time to move forward. Let's put our priorities in the right order. For Matthew 6:33 in the King James Version reads, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." In the Amplified Version, it says, "But seek," meaning to aim at and strive after, "first all of his kingdom and his righteousness," his way of doing and being right, "and then all things taken together will be given you besides." So we thank God for that word. And like I said, Jesus has given us a command in that scripture. Jesus is simply saying, rather than being like pagans who are concerned about their physical need, we as believers, as kingdom builders, as eagles, as world changers, as history makers, as ministers in the marketplace, should be concerned about and seek after those things of God, meaning that whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we say, we need to put God first as our priority. We need to make God our interest. Ask yourself this question before you do anything. Is what I am going to say or is what I am going to do going to advance the kingdom of God and his glory? And does the decisions that I make and the choices that I make align up with the will of God for my life? See, many times we are easy to go to someone else, to ask someone else about what we need to do or how we need to do it and what manner we should do it in. But see, the Bible tells me right here to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So that tells me that we need to go to God first. See, he's been waiting for us, and see, but we've been giving our priority to other things and to other people. But in this season and in this time, we need to get our priorities in order. And I'm not just talking to you. This message came to me first because I'm good for picking up the phone. Oh, I got this issue going on. Let me pick up the phone and call this person. No, the Lord is saying, girl, did you forget about me? I have to say, Father, you know what, I repent. I did. I just completely just missed you, but you're here just waiting for me to ask. And once I ask you, then I know that you'll bless me with it. So God has to be first in our lives daily. He must be first in our lives. We need to call him first. We need to ask him first. We need to trust him first. And then those things that we need. Now, he didn't say be greedy. He said he would supply those things that we need, and the Lord knows what we need, and he will give those things unto us. So we serve a great God, and he knows what we need. Even before you know that you need it, he knows what you need. So seek him first. And if you'll go to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So he's telling us right there, ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be open to you. So God wants us to operate in his righteousness. We must live our lives as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto them. We no longer should seek our own will. We no longer should seek to please people who will never be satisfied and never be happy with what we do. They always have to say, oh, yeah, you did good with this, but you didn't do that. Why do we have to listen to that? We don't have to. We allow ourselves to be in those situations, and we don't have to be. Seek after those who have a relationship with God. Now, that would be me. Sometimes we allow ourselves to go to people who don't even have a relationship or a connection with God to ask questions to. So we have to be very, very careful in this time who we are taking information from, who we allow to speak into our ears, who we go out and ask instruction and direction from. See, we need to make sure that we surround ourselves with godly people. We call in every day to the master's call. There are many prophetic and anointed people that come on this line, and some voices you may never hear, but I do believe that in this season, God will direct you to godly people. So make sure that you're surrounding yourself with godly instruction in this time, because we do not want anyone to miss out what God has in store for us. No longer will you seek to walk in your own path. See, God said that he would light your path. But see, sometimes we don't know what step we need to take. You know, he said that he would be a lamp. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So see, even when you're in that dark place, when you're in the dark place that you're in, just picture God as being the flashlight. Just if you cut off all the room, all the lights in the room where you are right now, and you had a flashlight in your hand, turn on that light. Because see, when you turn on the light, that tells me that you're seeking God. And when you turn on that light, you don't have to worry about what step you're going to take next. Because, see, when you turn on the light, that means that in your seeking, you have a desire to know what step you need to take next. But, see, you don't have to take that step by yourself, because those steps have already been aligned for you. All you have to do is just walk in the right step and seek after God, and he will guide you. So don't worry about, am I going to, or how I feel about making this step. Trust God. Seek God first. And he said his righteousness, and he will add to you. So as you go through taking those steps, just trust God. Grab a hold to his unchanging hand and allow him to pull you through, and all those things shall be added unto you. So truly, 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 I say wake up. This is a time of awakening. This is a time of restoration. It's a time of healing. Don't go back to what you didn't do. We can't go back to what happened last year. We can't go back to what happened yesterday. But today, God is calling us to move forward, to get our priorities in order, to seek him first in his kingdom, not our own kingdoms that we have made, not what other people said that you can't do or you should not do, but now is the time to do what God has calling us to do. No longer allow man to tell you how to do what God has already predestined for you to do. Get to know him. Know him on an intimate relationship. Be authentic. Be transparent in your walk with God. And truly, I know he will give us those things. And sometimes we may have to wait. Waiting is a hard thing to do sometimes, you know, because we want everything right now. You know, we want to see it right now. But no longer allow your physical eyes to direct your path. Use your spiritual eyes and trust God. And know that waiting is part of what we as mature Christians need to learn how to do. And in our wait, when it's time, if it's time, and if it's the need that God has for our lives, he will give those things unto us. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this message has said or brought something to your attention, that it may have jiggled a little bit, as Dr. Henderson would say, put a little bit of jiggle in your jello this morning. And I ask God right now in the name of Jesus that the Ephesians 3:20 blessing will be upon you, which says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And I ask you today to let God be the priority in your life. For now is the time to move forward and to get our priorities in the right order. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I love you more, and God loves you best. Bye-bye. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, evangelist. Thank you for that rich word. Let God be the priority in your life. Now is the time to move forward. Many of us always quote that verse in Matthew 6:33, but it really is something to seek him first. Got some awesome nuggets from that word today, and a question that she posed to all of us is what am I about to do or say? Is it going to advance the kingdom of God? and God must be first in our lives daily. And I put a big asterisk about get to know God on an intimate level, keeping him first, even when we're waiting. Thank you so much for that rich word this morning that blessed our hearts and challenged some of us to rearrange our priorities and keep the main thing, the first thing, which is our worship and our daily devotion to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Minister Robert, if you'll come right now, please, and seal that awesome word for us and lift up our prayer requests as you close the call. Minister Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Praise God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Father, you told us in Colossians 3:15 through 17 that we should thank God in all things. So, Lord, I thank you. We thank you, Father God, that Peggy Martin is whole and there's no aneurysm in her body. It has a name and it bows to the authority of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that Kitty has been approved for a three-bedroom home and a new job. We thank you that Kip is your miracle in the making. Michael and Richard have strong hearts, Lord. Father, we thank you that Papa is walking in divine health and sickness will not come or touch Marie Preston. Father, we also thank you that Vivian Lee's husband is doing well, getting stronger in you, Lord God. We thank you that her son has a new job that he started on Friday. Father, thank you for the strength and the healing in Regina's leg, Father. Hallelujah. She can now sit Indian style. Lord God, thank you for releasing Sylvia's children back to her. Hallelujah. We thank you for the elite lady, Father, of expression, going out into the kingdom, Father, into darkness, and bringing people into the marvelous light of your son. Father, we thank you that Annetta is growing stronger in you and in the power of your might, and we continue to lift up Maxine, Father. Lord God, we thank you that Rushi's business is continuing to grow. The Nigeria team is prosperous in Jesus' name, and we lift up the Godmother. We lift up Antonio Diaz and the Diaz de Leon family. We lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK to you. Father God, we lift up the Master's Call intercessors, Father God. We thank you that Regina's fundraising goal, it is not the end of the month. It didn't take you by surprise, and she will have everything she needs in the name of Jesus. To you all honor and glory belongs to you, and again, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. On this thankful Thursday, that's when we keep an attitude of gratitude, knowing that as we thank God, it's already done. The word of God has gone before us. Thank you for that anointed strategic prayer, Minister Robin, and we just praise God for each and every one of you on that call, on the call today. And Minister Evangelist Tiffany, thank you for reminding us to keep God as our utmost and first priority, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things will be added unto us. Thank you for putting that back in our remembrance on this thankful Thursday. And we just praise God for Minister Willis. She opened this up in prayer and cleared the heavens so that the word of God could go forth freely. And I thank each and every one of you, our Master's Call family, for just being so diligent each and every morning. Did want to say again a note of information. Talked to Pastor Chuck yesterday. For many of you all who are worrying, he is fine. All is well. And he will definitely be back with us on next Wednesday. So wanted you all to know, as many of you all were keeping him in prayer, and we so appreciate that. Called yesterday and all is well. So we are just keeping him lifted up in prayer, continuing to speak healing for his father in all situations in his life physically and with the ministry. Chuck and Pastor Chuck is having to take over his father's church there in New Orleans. His father has a church in New Orleans and in Houston, and so he's had to do his church and his dad's church. So with that, he's kind of stretched, so keep him lifted up in your prayers. So we appreciate each and every one of you, and now we encourage you as we do each and every day. It's our turn. It's our time to submit and obey to the specific strategic sanction call of God on our life that the Master put on us from the beginning of time, that it's our turn to now go out and be his mouthpiece, be his minister in the marketplace, be on a mission about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And with everything we do and say, we're going to be thankful this Thursday and decree and declare to all that Jesus is Lord. Have an awesome day. And we look forward to hearing your shout out tomorrow on Friday. Remember, we will be taking praise reports, so get your praise reports ready at the end of the call. And we're going to also take your prayer requests. Looking forward to an anointed strategic word from Minister Robin on tomorrow. And each and every one of you, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.